Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited to continue the topic, Faith That Works. And we're going to continue this week, Faith That Endures. So our three key questions that we're going to address throughout this week. Number one is, are you weary from life's battles? Number two, has your faith grown weak from life's disappointments? And number three, do you need fresh strength to trust God
again?
So make sure you are inviting others, sending out these broadcasts to your friends and family, because the word is good, and it is good to each and every one of us. Sometimes we think, oh, well, that'll be good for this person or that person, but it's good for us too, all of us. Together, we need the word.
Yes. Good morning again to all Make Your Day Count family. I'm happy to be back on this Monday morning broadcast to present to you the living word of God. As you all know, we are from Living Word Church. We are from Living Word Church. Why? Because we believe that the word of God is living. We believe that the word of God is relevant. We believe that the word of God is good for your situation right now, not in the sweet by and by, but the word of God will get you through life problem. And how sweet it is, as Pastor Diana just mentioned, are you weary from life battles? How many of us out there are beat up in life? We're going through the fight. And some of us are getting very weary, ready to just give up. But we are here today to say, take another grip. There's hope. And all this week, you will get life messages that will elevate you, that will move you from one level to another. So tune in and invite a friend to listen to our broadcast.
All throughout the Bible, we see people who were weary. They became weary from life's battles.
Yeah.
And each and every one of them was able to regain their strength through the word.
Yes.
So as we look, we could find them example after example throughout the Bible. But when the word of God came, it would revive them. It would set them on their feet again. It would strengthen them. It would refresh their purpose and their drive to continue moving forward. They're strengthening themselves in the word. So we have that same word available, readily available to us today, the word of God. So when we begin to feel weary and we begin to feel defeated, we have to find in this word where it tells us that we're already fighting from the place of victory. We're not fighting for a victory, but we're already fighting from a place of victory. The same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the grave is alive in each and every one of us. And there's a story in 1 Kings chapter 19, and it talks about Elijah. And he came from a tremendous victory, which we were in chapter 18 some last week. He came from this tremendous victory on Mount Carmel. And he saw the fulfillment of the word, the Lord releasing the rain onto the earth. And then he goes into a period where he begins to feel weary. He begins to feel like he is all alone in it. And the Lord has to remind him through the still small voice. He had to draw him out from the place of isolation that he put himself in. And he had to wrap his face in his mantle again. And when he wrapped his face in his mantle, what's the mantle? The mantle is the mandate. The mantle is the assignment. It's the blueprint that God has given to each and every one of us to build in purpose here on the earth for his kingdom, for his glory. He wrapped his face in his mantle, and then he began to hear the directives of God. And those directives were, hey, man, you're not in this alone. You feel as if you're in it alone. You're becoming weary because you're trying to carry the weight by yourself. But there were people who already assigned for him to appoint, for him to pass on the mantle to, for him to impart and commission in order to continue the work, the great work that he was doing. It wasn't for him to do by himself. He was then here at this place where he was to then impart into others, and he was to show other leaders how to operate for those who had the thousands that God had already reserved in the remnant to be a part.
That's so good. As we look at the first point here, are you weary from life battles? If you are, here's a scripture this morning. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. This will help you. And call a friend. And if you hear, listening to this broadcast, and you know someone who fit this subject here, invite them to go to the archive and listen it. Listen back, play it back, so that they can get strength. But in Isaiah 40, verse 31 this morning, we can start there.
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yeah.
They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary.
Uh-huh.
They shall walk and not faint.
Yes. But who? Those that what?
Wait.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Not give up. Mm-hmm. Those that believe in God won't give up. But those that wait up on the Lord will get what? Renew strength. So when you feel weary, wait on God, because he will strengthen you. David cried out, he says, I turn my eyes unto the hill. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who is the maker. Mm-hmm. Remember, guys, he is the maker. He make you and I. And he will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. Our God is good. Mm-hmm. So wait on the Lord.
And that's Psalm 121.
Yeah.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Yeah.
He will not allow your foot to be moved.
Come on.
He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So there's eight verses there in Psalm 121. And you can change where it says, he will not allow your foot to be moved. You can make a confession. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber.
Come on.
He who keeps me shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. So we have to take the word and confess it back pertaining to us, because the word of God is true, and it is true unto us. Sometimes we just see, oh, the word, that's good for that other person. No, it's good for us too.
Yes.
So we're giving you so many uplifting scriptures now, and you're probably feeling good right now. We're encouraging you. When bad things happen, always trust and have faith. But now the test is, when you're not hearing us talk about all this and you're not getting that encouragement, it's up to you to have that connection with God, to have faith. And there's so many examples in the Bible that of people that were really, really beaten and so on and so forth, and yet they had the faith. So you could look to the Bible to learn how to have this faith. But also, when something terrible happens to you, I always tell people, we serve a good God no matter what. And you have to believe that, because we're here on this earth. We don't understand what goes on in the other realm. We simply don't know why things happen. That is a question that simply cannot be answered. But the truth is, we do serve a good God, no matter how terrible things look. It's because we can't see the reason right now, and it's not for us to know the reason. It's just the way life works. But I want to tell you now, no matter what you're going through, we serve a good God all the time.
Oh, man. Guys, look at Matthew 11, verse 28. Are you weary from life battle? Listen to the word. As you get the word this morning, let it saturate your spirit, your mind, and let it help you to get a fresh grip on God.
Mm-hmm. Matthew 11, which verse?
28.
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is Jesus speaking.
Amen.
It says, come to me, all you who labor
yes.
and are heavy laden,
yes.
and I will give you rest.
So you feel beat up in life. How many times do we feel so beat up in life? All kinds of stuff just dumping us. Here's an encouraging word. On this Monday morning, Jesus says, the master, the keeper, the savior. Here, what's an encouraging word? An invitation. He says what? Come to me, all those who are heavy, burdened down, and I will give you what? Rest.
And then verse 29, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
Come on.
For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So the yoke, that's direction. So he said, take my yoke, take my direction upon you and learn from me. Well, how do we learn from him? Through his words.
Yes.
So how do we learn anything? Through the words. When people are articulating and they're expounding for us to be able to understand. So we learn from him through the word. And he's telling us here now the characteristics. I'm gentle. I'm lowly in heart. So when we come to Jesus, we're not going to receive condemnation. You know, we may receive conviction when we're being showed, you know, a better way to live, a better way to think, a better way to operate. But we're not going to be condemned. He said, I'm gentle. I'm lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. And he specifically uses this word souls. All the chaos takes place in our soul. Our soul is our mind. It's our thinking pattern. It's our feelings, our opinions, all those voices in our head. He said that you'll find rest in your souls. So we have to settle down in our mind and then strengthen ourselves through the word. What did the word of God say? What did God say? You know, we go back to all these other things and all they do is cause chaos and confusion. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.